You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Well, this week, Ahmed Gilani becomes the first former Guantanamo Bay detainee to have a civilian trial here in the United States. Gilani is accused of carrying out the bombing of U.S. embassies in Tanzania in August 1998. Hundreds of people lost their lives.
It was quite chaotic inside the embassy. The air was filled with smoke and dust, and it was very difficult to see. We could hear some people crying that were lying under a collapsed wall. Everywhere we went, people were soaked in blood.
That is, of course, the BBC reporting on the incident back in 1998. Covering the trial of Ahmed Gilani is WNYC reporter Elsa Chang.
Hi.
So is this kind of a test for Guantanamo Bay cases? Are we kind of seeing the model for the way the rest of them will go?
In some ways, yes. There are some legal experts that warn this won't be an absolutely equivalent case. There's already been a trial for the embassy bombings incident in 2001. And a lot of people observing this case expect to see this trial parallel that earlier trial pretty closely. But there already have been two issues that have come up pre-trial that we will probably see again and again in future Guantanamo detainee cases. And that's the issue of torture and the issue of prolonged detention. So what the lawyers in this case for Gilani wanted to do is they wanted to dismiss the indictment because, number one, they say Gilani was tortured while he was in CIA custody, while he was being held at these secret CIA detention sites called black sites. And they said they wanted to dismiss the indictment because, he was detained for a total of about 5 years, 2 years at CIA detention centers and 3 years at Guantanamo. And they say because of that prolonged detention, his constitutional right to a speedy trial was violated. Well, the judge in this case, Judge Lewis Kaplan, rejected both arguments. He said, with respect to torture, even if Gilani was tortured during those 2 years he was in CIA custody, the prosecution in this case should still be afforded an opportunity to prosecute this case with untainted evidence. And the government has said that they don't plan on using any test or any statements Gilani made while he was under CIA custody. With respect to the right to speedy trial, the judge says that the lawyers didn't show adequately that the delay in bringing him to a trial actually impaired his defense in a prejudicial way. So
the trial in and of itself is controversial. I want to play a comment that we got from one of our listeners about this.
Anyone who's suspected of serious terrorism connections or anyone captured should be sent to a military tribunal, like a Nuremberg trial. They are not civilians, so they do not deserve civilian lawyers or the civilian American legal system.
All right, there's a lot of controversy over trying these people as civilians, but do we expect protests at the trial itself?
You know, there have been so many pretrial motions going on. There's already been jury selection. I went to the courthouse. And there really hasn't been the same uproar that we saw when we were even just anticipating and possibly planning for the trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the other 9/11 defendants. There are no street closures. There are no extra police officers. The only slightly different thing I noticed is there's an extra metal detector right outside the courtroom door, in addition to the metal detectors outside the public entrances as you enter the building. But it's just really not in the same category as Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. It hasn't. The residents I talked to, Community Board One President Julie Menon, who's the president of the community board in the area, and she thinks, you know, that it's fine that this trial is taking place. And it's important to remember, I'm talking to the listener who called in, the Southern District of New York, where this trial is taking place, has been prosecuting accused terrorists for decades.
Right.
And it's, in fact, developed international expertise in prosecuting terrorism. So in no way is this trial unprecedented for, being planned to take place in New York City.
And they're going to get more practice in the years ahead. Elsa Chang is a reporter for WNYC. Thanks.
You're welcome.